Proclamation number 3198 of 24th of July, 1944. Task as Commissioner of God. It is a great task to proclaim His Word as God's representative in a world which is no longer receptive to spiritual teachings, which lives without faith and without love and thus pays no attention to the life of the soul. It is a task which requires an extremely strong will and complete devotion to God, for only from this will the human being gain the strength to fulfill it. He is to establish the connection with God of his own free will. He has to offer himself to him of his own free will and always and constantly be willing to serve him. Only then will he be able to successfully accomplish his task. Admittedly, he will have to reckon with great resistance. He will be opposed from all sides and people will try to prevent him, and therefore his will has to be strong. He must not allow himself to be distracted and only ever remember his task to instruct people who are ignorant in order to lead them to faith. Yet God makes his task easier for him by expressing himself so obviously beforehand that his faith will be strengthened, that his love for God will be deepened and that he can now stand up for the divine teaching full of inner conviction, which is conveyed to him beforehand through extraordinary activity of God. God demands much but he also gives much, and he demands nothing which the human being cannot give him. Thus, if he gives the human being a great task he will also make him capable of it. Only the human being's will has to become active itself. He is to submit himself to divine will, and love for God is to motivate him to voluntarily offer himself to him as his servant on earth. But his task is to speak on God's behalf, to proclaim the word of God, to teach people love, to impart divine wisdom to them, to enlighten their spiritual state and to induce them to work on the soul, so that God himself can become active in them again, so that they can receive his word directly from him. Furthermore, his task is to fight for the holy name of God, to fight for faith, to fight against unkindness and thus also against the darkness of spirit. For this fight is of the greatest importance. After all, it is a matter of spreading the truth, of suppressing lies and error. And in order to be able to do this, the person who wants to serve God must be completely in the truth and therefore first live a life of love, so that this will earn him the pure truth himself and he can then spread it again amongst his fellow human beings. And since it is necessary again that people are guided into truth, God will bless every person who makes himself available to him for this task. He will give strength to the one who is willing to serve God. He will always and constantly grant him his assistance. He will prepare him for his service and make him happy with the truth beforehand. He will enlighten his spirit and never ever leave him in the soul's adversity. For the will to place himself at God's disposal proves his serious striving towards him, and God seizes everything with his love which seeks to approach him. But whom God's love has seized, it will never let fall forever. Amen.